Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to be reflecting on various aspects of forgiveness during Lent. Forgiveness is a pretty big topic, pretty emotionally complicated, I think. And so I think it's going to take several Sundays for us to try to cover the range of ways that there are to look on forgiveness. It can be pretty hard to admit we're wrong and to say, I'm sorry, I need forgiveness. And so I'll be talking about that next week. It can also be incredibly hard to forgive somebody else, especially when they are obviously in the wrong. And so I'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. But today I want to talk about forgiveness from God's point of view. Jesus tells Peter that he ought to forgive a whole lot more than Peter thinks he ought to. Peter asks, how often should I forgive, Lord? As often as seven times? Seven doesn't, you know, that's a good number, especially if you think maybe, well, that's just seven times per person. If I forgive you seven times, then I have to forgive other people seven times too. Or it could even be, I need to forgive you seven times for doing that same sin. That would require a little bit more. But I think the basic thing that Peter is asking here is, Lord, how soon can I stop forgiving? And I think that's a question that many of us have. We've got these other questions that come up about forgiveness. I mean, the devil may have offered Jesus unlimited food and unlimited security and unlimited power in that temptation in the wilderness, but I don't think we're very interested in offering unlimited forgiveness, because who deserves to be forgiven that many times? We want to know who is worthy of our forgiveness. Should I forgive somebody who hasn't repented? Does forgiving condone the original offense? How do I stop my anger? How do I stop wanting revenge from consuming me? We've got all these questions about forgiveness. And they show us how difficult forgiveness is. We often carry a heavy burden because forgiveness is hard. It's hard to do, it's hard to receive. And sometimes we carry that burden because we have been wronged. Someone else has done wrong to us. We or someone we love has been deeply hurt, and we cannot let it go. We cannot forgive the other person who has done this to us. And that's a burden. Sometimes, however, we are not innocent. We are the ones who have brought harm to someone else. We have sinned against someone else. And so we carry a burden of guilt. We've done wrong, and we have no idea how to make it right for that other person. And that too can be a heavy load to bear, our responsibility for the pain of someone else. In cases like that, we may not have been forgiven, or we may not have even forgiven ourselves for the action we have taken. And so, if we're in that situation, we may want to know, how can I be reconciled with the person that I've wronged? How can my burden of guilt be removed? Well, only God can answer these questions. Only God can take away our burdens, because only God can offer the forgiveness of sins. Our own ability to forgive others is just a reflection of God's forgiveness. That's part of who God is. God is love and forgiveness. It's not something that God learns. We've got to learn it as we grow up. We've got to take on that ability to forgive, but God has it from the very beginning. And that's one reason we affirm when we say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, which we'll say today, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. We're saying, I believe in a God who forgives, and a God whose very essence is forgiveness. Deep down, God is a giver and a forgiver. We see that in Jesus. Jesus teaches Peter that forgiveness isn't something to count. Forgiveness is something that should flow freely without limit. Forgiveness is the way that we as followers of Jesus should take. And it's first of all a gift from God. In our forgiveness, we show that image of God to the world. And so as we think about forgiveness this Lent, our need for it, perhaps our need to offer forgiveness, I was thinking that we should start by taking inventory. We should start by thinking about what is our need for forgiveness. And this is an opportunity to be honest with ourselves, to look at our life and to look at the burdens that we are carrying, to look at those burdens and to name them, not just to say, oh, I'm weighted down, but this in particular is weighing me down. I don't know if you noticed when you came in, but on a table at the back of the sanctuary there, underneath a lit candle, there is a pile of small stones. And I invite you to take one of these stones home. Or you can just put it in your pocket, carry it around with you, put it on your dresser, put it on your dining room table, wherever. But take a stone. This stone represents the burden that you are carrying. I don't know what that burden is, but you should know it. This is the time for examination, self-examination. Name that burden that you are carrying. Name it so that you have clarity about it, so that you are honest about it. If you want to, you can write something on your stone about the name of that burden, whether that's the name of a person or something that you are thinking about. I've tried this. A Sharpie seems to do well, but don't sort of run your hand over the Sharpie immediately after writing it because it'll smear, but leave it for a couple minutes and it'll be okay. Your burden might be a nephew that you can't forgive. Your burden might be something that you did a long time ago, perhaps in wartime. Your burden might be something of grief, of anger or shame. In any case, forgiveness is what is needed by this burden. God's forgiveness, God's answer to all of the questions that you have. So take a stone and make sure you know what it represents for you. And then later in Lent, you will have the opportunity, if you want to let go of that stone, to stop carrying that burden, to put it down. It won't be magic. A sense of forgiveness will not come automatically to you as a result of that. You'll still have to do some work at it, either to forgive, give that forgiveness to someone else or to receive it for yourself. But perhaps, just perhaps, this stone will remind you that God is waiting. God is yearning to shower forgiveness on you. God is waiting and yearning for you to put your burdens down. There is no virtue in carrying burdens that can be forgiven. And so over the next few weeks, I invite you to think about your need to offer forgiveness or to receive it. And I invite you to think also about your experience in the past, perhaps with having done so, either given or received forgiveness. And if you would like to, I would love to hear your stories about this. If you have a story about forgiveness, let me know. And if it's something that the congregation would benefit from, I might share it in a sermon, but I would, of course, do so confidentially. Don't need to name names here, but if you have a story that's powerful, other people might benefit from that. Ultimately, when we stand before God, we can know that forgiveness has been granted to us simply because that is who God is. That is what God is like, forgiving. And the question for us as we enter Lent then is, can we believe in that forgiveness for ourselves? And can we extend that forgiveness to others? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.